We all the way live. We all the way live in the building. And we back. The
podcast is here. We are in the building, y'all, and we just want to say hello. Welcome back. What's up, Queen? How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's all peaches and cream and cream and peaches.
Well, of good course, that's we glad to be here and glad to be able to have another show with y'all. And so welcome back. Welcome back. And welcome back to Queen, because she definitely wasn't here last week. So she's back today. And we are going to celebrate and get to this show and have a good show. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. Good energy, bringing positive vibes. We're going to redefine a lot of these, a lot of the conversation that we're having today. We're not going to allow it to just be jolted into what society thinks it's supposed to be. We're going to kind of reshape how Black men and Black women should be coinciding together without conflict. Because there's so much conflict.
And it don't have to be. That's the thing. It don't have to be.
Doesn't have to be at all. It really doesn't. It really is. And it's really quite bothersome that it is.
Yeah.
You know, because one of the things that we push is Black love and positivity and Black growth and understanding and, you know, all those wonderful things that have to happen while we're aging and growing in our communities and learning ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
As Black people, is as people in general, you're forever learning. But because so much of our culture is hidden from us that we have to actually go do research to learn about it, there's more that we have to dig to learn, which makes it a lot more interesting when we get to learn a lot of the things that come up because like it's not something we really know. We really didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And like really didn't.
we really didn't know it. So Black history is like ever learning. It's an ever learning history because it goes over masses of land, generations, different. It goes over so many different realms and avenues that you can't sum it up into just one book. You have to like have constant books on this material. It's so much, y'all. We got a lot of history, and when you're not searching for your history and trying to learn your history, it makes you really, really stunted in your growth on learning who you are and where you come from, because we come from a powerful set of people.
I mean, very powerful.
Oh my God.
It's a daily learn. It's something. The history of Black history, man, look, it's so much to learn and so much to soak in. You'll be like, your mouth will hit the floor when you start unraveling stuff. Even when it comes down to religion and how we practice and study religion, you'll be amazed. Stuff that we thought that we was brought up to say that was wrong, mm-hmm. is actually a part of our own history, our own lineage. But the white Christians have taught us wrong and stole from us and got us thinking like them.
There's so many different reasons why when you learn what a lot of the hymns and the psalms that come along with a spiritual realm of our history, is really because we were chanting off and trying to vow off people that were there to hurt us. A lot of those things were created for protection.
And for us to hate ourselves.
Yeah.
For us to literally hate ourselves.
And that's the things that they began to teach us. Once we started implementing the whites, it's so much.
It's a lot.
Like we can go on and on. Like seriously, if we get to talking into that, we'll get so caught up in that and forget all about the topic of today's show, which is just as important. And but we need to bring Joe on soon so that he can give us some synopsis of and some rundowns of different powerful people in history and different things that happened in history that I'm sure that I'll be learning that day. I'm sure that Queen will be learning. I'm sure that you all that's tuning in will be taking away a huge piece of knowledge when he comes on the show. And it's needed. It's needed. We need to bring him on. So we're going to get him on here. Oh, I just noticed that because I can see it. It's crazy. It's funny, too. But anywho, the quote of the day is... the Black conflict is individually caused, yet culturally nurtured. Whew.
Ooh,
that's deep.
That's deep, yeah.
That's so deep.
Jesus. Wow.
And it says so much. It says so much. Quinn, what you think about that?
It's a lot. It's a lot. Boy, just culture. History, it's a lot. It's a lot. I don't even know what to say.
So, the Black conflict. So, we're already in, you know, with the whole concept of it saying that it's individually caused, it's because of the stereotypes and the things that we pick up along the way. We implement those into our brain and into our lives about how we should start to think about ourselves. You know,
what they had us to believe that wasn't, gave us all these false narratives,
right,
about ourselves.
Right, right. So and these things
we still there. To reprogram your mindset is a lot, because you didn't believe all these things people have told you about your culture and everything and about yourself. You have believed it. So to actually try to change your mindset and start believing and actually learning the truth, it's a lot.
Yeah, and the only way it's going to happen anyway is if you're going to be open to it.
Yes. Yeah.
That you're open to doing. You can't just say tomorrow is done, that I'm going to just start doing this way. You got to, some things you're going to have to gradually fall into along the way with it. It's not as easy. It's just like when you're changing your diet to change your health and all of those things. It's a gradual process. But at this point in our lives, like, once you start seeing and learning something different, you will start to want to implement different changes in your existence, because you know better then. It's like, you know, that whole know better, do better thing. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start learning things that are new to you and it's actually showing you what's true and what's not, that false narrative is no longer a false narrative. It's actually what it is. It's point blank put in your face.
Yeah.
But the Black conflict is definitely individually caused. So, because a lot of times, again, you are creating this perception around yourself of what others deem you should be, or others deem you should look like, or feel like, or think like, and you're implementing that into yourself. But the other aspect of that is that because so many people feel the way you feel, because of the culture already grooming them to be feeling that way, is nurture. If you already feel that your big lips are going to have a statement or say something, and now everybody else always talk about how big your lips is, but they're not telling you your lips big and pretty, because that's what it really is, but they're just telling you, reminding you all the time that you got big lips. So as they're reminding you of that, you're starting to now implement this into your paradigm. And now it's becoming you. And now you're finding that to be a problem.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, it's true that the Black conflict is individually caused because of the systematic things that we're already telling ourselves shouldn't be happening because of who we are and how we look and where we come from and because of this. Because you come from a low income neighborhood, you're supposed to just feel like you low income.
Low vibration.
Because you don't have this and you don't have that, you're supposed to just feel like you're not of the people. You can't allow people to interject a societal term on who you should be or who you are grooming yourself to be. Mm-hmm. It can be solely based on the fact that you as a person know that this is who you are and this is why you are that person. But this quote is so systematically written, stated that way because of how we're systematically ingrained to exactly exude what that quote is stating.
Yeah.
So that conflict is individually caused, yet culturally nurtured. It's so much truth in that. So, if we're really being real with ourselves, we can know that we've fallen into that before. We've fallen into the whole thing. Because I know the only reason why I got perms is because I wanted my hair to look long and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, that's why I had them. But when I got rid of them, my hair was so much healthier.
So much, and being a stylist myself and trying to get realize that they need to stop getting them, it is great. I ain't finna walk around here being happy. I remember somebody, I used to do her hair, and she used to always call somebody happy headed and all this type of stuff. And she was like, I never go natural. I ain't finna be walking around here with my hair looking all nappy now. She natural now. And I tell her one day, I say, when you say you'll never go natural, realizing you more beautiful with your natural hair, because with her, the weave and the thick, her hair was so thick, she looked it horrible. Now she was that fro, be having it all in everything. I was like, but you were so self-conscious about the way you was look, about the way you look. You thought you had to have your long weave and all of that stuff. And calling other people nappy head, walking around here with your natural, you and your sister walking around here with y'all. But you looked it down on people a couple of years ago. But when it started affecting your health, that's when she changed.
Well, you know, so it takes some people a little bit longer to learn than others, and it is what it is. But for the ones that know and they start seeing a different effect, even on their brain cells and on their head, you ain't got all that stuff, just you can feel the perm seeping into your scalp.
Yeah.
I felt it into, girl, I hated that. But you know, when I quit using the perm, I was just, it was a whole different feeling. It just it was so much more life.
Tip. I'm gonna give y'all one tip. When you go to the stylist and if your stylist getting your hair bone straight, and you natural, and your hair, you come out there with your hair bone straight, and they talking about they didn't put something on your hair, I'm just letting you know now, it is a chemical that they are putting on your hair, because no, anybody that has natural hair texture, that's a C4, it is very hard to get your hair straight, bone straight. So it is a chemical being put on your hair. Don't let the mannequins fool you. Don't let your stylist fool you. Don't let them fool you, because I'm letting you know from me, I am myself. I know what I'm talking about. So if your hair being bone straight and it's straight for weeks at a time, baby, you have a chemical on your hair. I'm just letting you know.
I seen that on the TikTok video. But yeah, child, that's what's happening. Y'all getting your hair permed out and stuff. But yeah. So take Queen tip and definitely utilize that when you're going to get your hair pressed out into like a silk press, and then they came out with it for like about a month,
baby. Silk press on natural, baby. Look, that humidity hit it; it can draw back up in some hours. It is a difference.
Yes,
just letting you know. Tip from CJ.
So yes, y'all, the Black conflict is individually caused yet culturally nurtured. And again, that goes on in many facets of our life, in many facets of our day-to-day units. You'll see children even falling into that. So catch it when you see it. even with yourself, make sure you're knowledgeable enough to notice that you're making, you're throwing around societal standards on how you treat yourself and how you deem, how you move. You know what I'm saying? And those are not things you shouldn't be doing. We too old for that. But because we've lived in society for so long and have done this for so long, it's easy to get caught up in that. It really is. So don't knock yourself over the head about it. Just, we just got to do things to try to implement other ways to be a healthier version of ourselves. So today we're going to talk about Black men and the Black women conflict. And we may not want to admit it, but there is a huge conflict with that within us. But there, we have more similarities than we have differences. So there's a lot of reasons why. But we're going to go down a list of what the these two sisters, these two Black women, two doctors, did a field study on about 100 Black men. And they came up with a terminology based on what these men stated they are allowed to get away with and why they feel like they have a privilege. And the thing is called Black privilege, but I'm not gonna call it Black privilege. I'm gonna call it why we need to be more integrative within ourselves as a Black culture. I'm gonna call it a list as to why we need to unify, because if our Black men see themselves, or, and this is just 100 Black men, this is not all Black men, this is not, but you can guarantee that if 100 Black men, half and half or whatever you, however they came up with the numbers, if they felt this way, then there is 100 more Black men that feel this way as well. So, you know what I'm saying? It's because it's not, our thinking is not that different. That's why I said we have way more similarities than we do differences. But Black women, Black men and Black women, we go to war with each other on a regular basis. However, in that same breath, we'll turn around and go to war for each other as well. But the separation is ruining the Black nation. And we do have a nation. We do have a strong subset of people. But we are ruining and belittling it every single chance that we get. We are. We're always doing something to make other people in our group feel unwanted. So we got to work on ways to be way more unified. And I have a couple things that I'm going to go through today that kind of talk about what the unity that's needed and all of those different things and how we got here. And a lot of people think that we got here through slavery. They think that slavery is what separated us, but no. When the continuum of the slavery process is what did it. When they started using jail as a slavery bait, that's what kind of did the separation. And we know that during that time, people, they started creating the food stamp system and all of that. They stole the WIC program from the Black communities. All of those different things started happening because the Black families were not torn apart and were not conflicted until the epidemic that caused the separation of sending Black men to prison and Black women having to depend on the government. So that's when you started seeing a separation.
Wow.
And that was in the 1970s. So we had a long stretch. They had to tell the family, we gotta tear this motherfucking family apart. They're too strong over there. They're too unified.
Too strong.
Gotta ruin it.
Too strong.
So anyway.
That's that. They did exactly that.
They did, Queen. We got a link up here on the page. Anybody that wants to join in on the conversation, just click that link and go on and follow it. And it'll tell you how to get to us. And you can join in on the conversation anytime you like, y'all. We'd love to welcome you all on when we don't have an extra guest. So, but since we didn't have, I had something in my eye. I'm sorry. And I still feel like it's there. But these eyelashes just be growing and falling. Child, you know, we get older, don't they say we lose our hair every day then?
Yeah, you lose hair every day and your bones start to break down. And your legs, you're not as tall.
Child, I don't, Queen, ain't nobody, you can stop. Stop at the hair. You ain't got to go through the whole process today.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
So, yes, Angela says they definitely saw us as a threat. Definitely. If we were, we were definitely a threat. And then, you know, because we were a whole household, black, white women didn't want to be married to their husbands. Mm-mm. They did not want to be married. And they like that black pain name.
Mm-hmm. And they are the that is one of our biggest problems in society. It always has been the white woman. The white woman cannot stand. I don't care what nobody say. It is down in history. They hate our
blood. It goes down in history. That's the reason why we have so many issues is because of the white woman.
Mm-hmm. They are the main issue.
Okay. So yeah, So. We have a strong financial stake in this country. We also have a strong relationship foundation in this country. So how do we make those things work for us in our favor? What are some of the things that you all think we could do to make the fact that we have a strong spending economy and then we have a strong relationship economy? Because regardless of what we want to think, whether albeit black on black men or black on black women, black on black man and woman, we still have the strongest relationship status in this country.
Wow.
We're still the most married. We're still the most affluent. We still have all of that. We still have that. But it just doesn't make it look that way because black people love black people now.
Oh yeah,
you know. But a lot of us are making it or pushing the whole okay mechanism that you know it's okay to mix races, and that's fine. You do whatever you want to do, but it doesn't threaten us. It doesn't make the black populace smaller. What makes the black populace smaller is us dying and being in prison. That's what makes it smaller. But, because even if you coexist and mix and have interracial relationships, your child's still black.
Yeah, no matter if you're the mother or the father.
No matter. So, but how can we be empowered to have healthier relationships? And some of the ways that we can start having healthier relationships, I'm gonna go to this. Ooh, this thing is this list is very, very interesting because my goodness, it makes you feel like, dang. So y'all trying to tell me black men got privilege?
Yeah, compared to the black woman, they are.
Good God. Yes, compared to the black woman, of course, definitely. So it's just crazy because we know as a people that we feel like our black men and our black women are literally somewhat on the same page. No, we're not when it comes to things in society. No, we're not. However, that doesn't change the fact that hold on, what Angela said. That black women and black men still have a conflicting shit that gets displayed on a national level to make us even be circumvented on a local level. Mm-hmm. So even if our communities are showing that black love and black power and black things coexist, you have the other side of things that we're maybe 10% showing you that it don't, and then you believe in that. You believe in that. You know what I'm saying? And then so now the people think that they're not unified. They're not this, they're not that. Yes, we is.
We unified, all right. We got a few specs out there that ain't unified us, but that's in every culture.
That's in every culture. But we got a lot more. We got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
I would never disagree with that. But we definitely have a lot more unification than what people think. So here's some reasons why we have to work on why. This is, let's get Angela comment. Love those stats. If only it was pushed more out in the media, because they mainly post when a black man is cheating on his black wife. Help the relationship start at home. Very true, sis. That's very, 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 very true.
Oh, yes.
We have to be our own. And what I'll say about society, we know who those news outlets are ran by. We know that they're not going to show any positivity about the black household in those commercials, in those things. What they're starting to do now is show a lot of interracial relationships on commercials. What they're starting to push is the interracial narrative, because a lot of the white race is starting to be a lot more at the bottom. Even though I saw in the last couple census reviews that they were the ones having the most babies, that was in 1 year where they had the most babies. We were the third to the most. White people were the first, and then the Latino race was second place. And we already know that Latinos have babies like we do. But when I saw that white people had more babies in 1 year, I was like, oh, they're going mm-hmm. hard. Because the rate, it's been stated lately that they had not been having enough babies. And then that affects their generation. That affects people still living after, when black people are the only ones that still roaming this earth.
Yeah.
So now these are some of the things that were listed as the black male privilege. And if we go ahead and start, because this is why, and this list is why the continuation of conflict exists in my mind. This list has to be destroyed. We got to start changing the narrative of who we are and stop giving other people the hand to write our books for us. We have to start changing how we treat each other as a populace, man, because if this black male privilege checklist means that this is why our black men feel superior to their own black women. Or even, because like I said, this is 100 black men that came together for this survey. This is for this pilot program that they were running.
Mm-hmm.
100 black men. So if we're talking about, like I said, if 100 of these black men agree, then I'm telling you 100 other black men agree. So we have to change what we see in each other before we can expect other people to see us differently anyway. We're not saying that we care about how other people see us, but if we want the things to be written up differently about us in our history books and what we produce, and we have to start changing it. It's on us. So some of the things that, ooh, this list is kind of scary to me, though.
What you say, Queen, is scary.
Scary. The black male privilege checklist.
Mm.
I could be a part.
Had a checklist, but it was privilege.
Who even would have thought that, though?
Yeah.
I don't have to choose my race over my sex in political matters. I can live my life without ever having read black feminist authors or knowing about black women's history or black women's issues.
Wow.
I could be a part of, I will make more money than black women at equal levels of education and occupation. The reason why I don't like this list is because regardless of who agrees and who don't agree, it's theories as such that are used as separation tools. This is a separation tool. These are things that we have to debunk. If we want to change the conflict between black and black men and women, we have to debunk these theories. Because if not, then we're not going to ever see each other on a level of companionship that holds equalness, because there shouldn't be any time in a relationship where a man or a woman feels superior to their being or to their partner because they did more that year or they did less that year. Like, it shouldn't ever come to that. I might have to lean on you this year. You might have to lean on me next year. Aren't we a couple for a reason?
Partners for a reason.
It's not going to always be 50-50.
And that's why, look, 100-100 if you ask me.
That's what it is. Like, you because everybody got to be giving their all, man. I'm really, really startled by a lot of these facts because I know they're true. But yes. I'm even more startled because I know women feel the same way.
Yeah. That's true.
I have the ability to define Black women's beauty by European standards in terms of skin tone, hair, body size, and in comparison, Black women rarely define me by European standards of beauty in terms of skin tone, hair, and body size. So yes, that's one main thing that Black women are definitely different in. We do not compare Black men to no other race.
At all.
But Black men will compare us to other races. And just because that's something that's true, we have to debunk it. So how do you change that? Why do you have to even compare somebody that look like you to somebody who don't look like you? I don't know. It confuses me as to why we should even be doing something as such. We should not, if there are standards that Black women are supposed to be upheld to based on how we talk to and treat our Black men, we should definitely have the same set of understanding for women.
For our Black.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So that right there is huge. That key right there, because that's what you hear a lot. Oh, when I was dating that Spanish chick, she ain't act like them Black women I done dated in the past. So what?
Yeah. And that really that bothers me a lot when I hear Black men say that. That gets so much up under my skin. I'm like, but your Black mama, your Black grandma, your Black sister, your aunts. Like, for you to even say something like that, that's just ignorant.
It just like Sister Sarah here, healthy relationships start at home. If you want your significant other to know a healthy relationship, he probably needs to have seen them before. Because it's hard to show somebody something healthy when all they had was unhealthiness or toxic. It's hard to even show them that because they so that it might scare them that you operate on a level of love. I do not have to worry about the daily hassles of having my hair conforming to any standard image of beauty the way the Black woman has to. My looks will not be the central standard by which my worth is valued by members of the opposite sex. Whew, that's big. My looks will not be the central standard by which my worth is valued by members of the opposite sex. So, interesting. I'm not going to even try to go deeper into that one. I just wanted to repeat it so that I was heard. I can believe that causing pain during sex is connected with a woman's pleasure without ever asking her. That's funny because that's. I have the privilege of not wanting to be a virgin, but preferring that my wife or significant other be a virgin or has less sex partners than me. Why is that so important to me? Why is that so important to men? Why y'all think that? Because I think the funniness behind it is that y'all want somebody who ain't had a lot of sex partners, but then you want her to be experienced.
That's crazy. You can't have it both ways.
And you know, some
men, they don't even want, they want, just like you say about the sex partners, a lot of men think that they gonna marry women that's not virgin, that's virgins. They want their women to be virgin. I'm like, dude, you ain't one. So how could you expect for your the woman that you want to marry to be one?
These people fucking in middle school.
And maybe even fifth grade, elementary school. Because I can say when I started middle school, to know how many people that I was in middle school with, and I'm talking about sixth grade, was having sex, and I was like, man, y'all having sex, y'all letting people touch on y'all. Man, I'm still playing with Barbie dolls sixth and seventh grade. What is y'all talking about?
Terrified when you think about sex. We've been talking about sex.
Like, that's crazy. Mm-mm. Very crazy. But it's true.
It's so much. So with that, okay. Now we're gonna go into how we can fix the narrative for that some of those theological ways that are separating us in culture, because like I said, we know it's happening, but we don't have to allow that to be, we don't have to conform to that. We can change how we handle the conflicts in our communities, the barrier within finances and how somebody is treated because she, you know, a man makes more than a woman and all of that. And because, of course, we already know that the black culture is at the bottom of the totem pole, but the black women is at the bottom of the totem pole of all the culture, of the black culture. So we have, in order for us to get a better understanding of what it is that causes these conflicts, we have to have more understanding of what we don't have in common versus what we do have in common. Because being just because a black woman and a black man are black men are just because of our skin tone doesn't make us have understanding for that person. Because somebody might come from a wealthier background and their upbringing may be totally different than the other person's upbringing, so they have zero understanding for why this person look the way they look or act the way they act.
That's right.
But in order for us to change the whole realm of that, we have to be understanding of what we are putting off as a person so that we aren't making a person that is less than feel like that because they are not on the same monetary level, that they are not the same equal person. Because who are you to decide that just because I don't have the same amount of money as you that I can't do everything that you're doing? Who are you to decide that? That makes no sense. We can't even grow as a society if we sit up here saying out loud that because you and I, we look alike, but I ain't got no understanding for you because you come from here and I come from here. Nah, man. But you can look at TV and be crying when you see the homeless people on there, or the people in that happened in Paris when it was like pray for Paris. You was okay. You was in tears and you put you some money together and donated to the GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy. We're not there for each other like we should be. Black men and black women.
But we have to start being, we have to though.
Yeah.
If we don't, then we cannot expect anything to be done when it comes to when this war happened. When this whole thing come with the whole food shortages and all of that, so y'all just gonna let black women be out here on survival mode again?
Yep, because that's how they look at us. Oh, the black woman, they'll survive. They always survive. They survive through everything. They don't care.
Well,
when it comes to us, they don't care.
And that's
they think, always the black woman so strong, the black woman so strong, but the black woman needs help just like everybody else need, every other woman need help. We didn't have to be this way because our fathers weren't in the household, our men be is locked up or they out there in the streets doing God knows what. So we ain't had no choice but to survive and be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Now these children that we got still got to be taken care of.
Still have to be taken care of.
These parents that's up in age, that's older, we still got to take care of them because they can't take care of themselves. On top of everything else that we're trying to deal with in our own self as a black woman, ourselves personally.
We should, but we got, that's the thing. You don't hear other races defining themselves as such. So you don't hear the Latino race saying, I'm a strong Latino woman, or I'm a strong Latino man. You don't hear the white race saying, I'm a strong white woman, I'm a strong white man. We have allowed people to implement that into our brain. That we even have to be saying, I'm a strong black woman, I'm a strong black man. What? So we just supposed to take? No, that's not what strength is. Strength is not about beating yourself up until you can no longer do. No, it's not. That's why we have to change the thought process of how black women and black men have so many similarities, so many things that work for them. Why are we allowing itty bitty differences? Because you want to date outside your race as a black man, and of course a black woman may have a little bit of an issue with that, especially if she done had kids from you and you done made her feel this big about who she is. So now you finna go date somebody else because you basically telling her you done gave up on the black woman. And she the one got the babies from you. That's superiority.
Yeah.
So we have to, we really have to start utilizing our intelligence of the mindset of where we are and stop thinking that we can play on people. Because that's a lot of what it is. We're throwing shots at each other because in all honesty, we feel like the black man does feel way more superior than the black woman. And now you get to where there's a point where black women that are homosexuals that are challenging the black man because she feels that she's a strong black woman as well. And she's doing the role as the male in the household.
That's a whole nother subject in itself, yeah, with that.
But we know what that is.
Yeah.
And if that's happening and people are doing that because of the simple fact that they feel like they can do a role, it's not, being a man is not a role. Being a woman is not a role. It's not a role. It's too many theories that come with that. It's too many things that come with that. You having babies, you raising kids, you doing all of the different things that you have to do in society. You having to pay bills, you having to fix shit, break shit down, do this, do that, run here, run there, get periods, bypass. What? It's so much.
It's a lot.
And we feel like just because we in certain parts in relationships that we can debunk the whole person, that person is no longer important. Everybody is important in that situation, because that's when you got, especially when you're talking about children are involved.
Mm-hmm. You know, women be like, I don't need no man to do nothing for me. I'm like, yes, you do.
But we, that's because society has taught, I'm not ever finna feel like I don't need no man.
Because I do. I don't know about the rest of y'all out there, but I do. I don't know about the rest of y'all out there. I do.
We gotta find a way to change the conflict. It has to be dealt with differently. And we gotta stop trying to tear a piece person down every time. And the first thing on that list that I read off was literally it's sticking with me right now, because I know for a fact that our men really do this to us. But if we black women have so much girth and love for the black man, especially real black women, you know what I'm saying? Not the ones that's just trying to tear a man down and rip him apart or rip him to shreds. A real black woman who even has the opportunities to tear you down and rip you to shreds, and they don't. But that woman that has to hear a black man say to her, well, don't worry about it. You ain't got to do that. Or you, because that white girl over there will do that. Or that Latino over here will do that. Or y'all, you don't cook like her. You don't look like her. You don't smell like her. You don't do this like her. But as soon as a black woman get ready to express herself about what you don't do, she better not do it in no comparison method with no other man.
No other man.
And she's not, because that's respect. But you guys over here telling her she ain't worth the white woman, the black woman. So if you want those type of conflicting things to end, you got to stop trying to put your woman on comparison mode. You got to stop thinking that anything that you attracted or pulled inside of you is worth comparison. This is your mate. This is your partner. Why would you even think that you got to conflict with her, have any type of negative vibes going with that person? It should be so positive that every time you leave your door and see another black woman, you either complimenting her or asking, do she need help, or making sure she's straight, because of the love and appreciation you got for the one you got at home. And it should be the same way for black women. You vibing so good with your black man until everything that you're doing makes you so happy with this man, that when you leave him and you go out into the world, everything about another black man you see is positive. You don't see negative all the time. Even though you want to see it, you still seeing positive, because that's what your black man gives you hope, that other black men are like that out there. Yeah. But we don't do that. We find so many faults. If the man look like he finna run into the car, the man probably see you drop something, trying to tell you, you drop something. You hauling ass your car so fast, you about to take your damn heel up.
Got a whole attitude. Got a whole attitude.
We just gotta stop being so conflicted. We find so many ways to battle each other, and we never find the ways that we're supposed to be using to actually lift each other up and make things better. We got to find a way, Queen, because it's startling to see.
Hi, how you doing?
It's startling. It's very startling to see it. But what we got to do is definitely make sure that we start as a people finding positive things in our brethren, in our partners, in our siblings, in our people, in anybody that we're dealing with on a regular basis. We got to start looking for something way more positive than we're doing with the negative, because we are tearing our we're tearing our culture down with these stereotypes. If we're gonna follow stereotypes, won't we create some positive ones?
I'm trying to tell you.
We got so many negative stereotypes about Black people in our community, man.
But it's hard because that reprogramming, but it's so hard. But back to what you said earlier, it starts at home. It starts with your baby that you raising, and to raise them right and let them know the truth about what's going on, what's been going on, and how life is going to be for them. But raising them in a positive atmosphere, at least as much as possible in your household.
That's right. And we got to start giving them, we got to give these children a fair chance, because if all they hear is you talk negative in that damn house, you running them kids from job.
Yeah.
You got to start saying positive stuff around your children. You really do. You got to give them a chance. They really deserve that. They deserve it.
What it look like you sitting up there talking about your homegirl or your sibling around your children, and then your children looking at you like, well, dang, you were just sitting up there talking about him or her. But now you wonder why they acting the way they act, because they didn't sit here and heard you.
They didn't heard
you gossip about people. They didn't sit here and heard you not say nothing nice about people.
And be fake and phony. And then when they come around, you all in people's face. So you got to realize that you can create. We talked about this last week or the week before last on the show. Are we ruining our children? Because those are some of the hateful things that you embedded in them. But a lot of it is just for the fact that you're not putting enough emphasis on who you are in a positive light, because you always got to shed negative light on other people. You ain't giving yourself enough angst. You ain't talking about you.
Nope.
You taking that light off of you so you can put it on somebody else, and that ain't godly. So you got to definitely, if you want your kids to have a different light of you, you got to give them a light like that. You can do everything in your power to make your kids see you a certain type of way, but they only going to see you for what you present.
Yep.
Only. Because they know. It ain't no matter what you go out there in the world and do, but they know.
That is it.
So those particular things that ended up on our checklist that makes the Black man privileged in the United States, we have to do things to get rid of that. That type of spirit, that type of negative energy, and those type of vibes is not what you're going to have when you're talking about creating a collaborative culture. We cannot have the masses come together. Black people, when I say the masses, I'm not just saying that there's a people that sit high and look low. No. The masses meaning us as a cultivated culture, all coming together to have understanding of each other, giving each other grace, giving us the opportunity to see each other outside of what's presented before us. If that person isn't exactly who they say they are because they're struggling trying to get to be that person, or they struggling trying to feel society standards of who they should be, along with trying to carry a household and be all this other stuff that they got to be, give that person grace.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Queen?
You'll want somebody to give you grace.
That's right.
It can't be a double standard.
That understanding is important. It's a reason behind that. You got to give people grace. You got to give people time, especially if you know they're trying. You got to give them the opportunity to dig themselves out. Stop expecting people to flip it as soon as they something that happened to them, or as soon if you see them going through any type of imbalance as a culture, don't shuck and jive with these people. Nobody got time for shucking and jive. If I'm coming to you because I need you and I'm speaking this to you, don't take my request for granted, especially when you know what type of person you're dealing with, don't take it for granted. stop using these opportunities to make it feel like you're doing something for somebody just to talk about it. We got to do better as a culture because there's reasons that that checklist exists. Men and women feel some type of superiority over the other person in our culture to even think that conflict of small adversities should be big over the things that we have that are similar. We have way too many similarities in our culture that should be positively reinforced than the ones that are negatively reinforced. We have to do better, y'all. I'm dead serious. This is like a plea. We literally have to take the time to be more aggressive with the positive shit that's going to save us. Because I'm telling you, we will be sucked up, spit up, and chewed out when it comes to being the sovereign people in this country. We should not still be at the bottom of the totem pole. We should not. And for that, and on that note, we're going to get up out of here because that's our time. But I just want y'all to think about that. Before you say something negative to that man or that woman, the next black man, black woman you see, don't say nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Just be quiet.
Just be quiet. Just be quiet. All right, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. We have, of course, we'll be back next Wednesday, but I just feel so full for this particular conversation because the power and the reckoning that we have within each other should be fully forced and fully put out there on a regular basis instead of just when you feel obliged to. We should be talking about it all the time because we are forced to be reckoned with. Thank you so much, Diallo. I appreciate that. But we really are. We are a force to be reckoned with, y'all. So if we just utilize who we are more for good than evil, it'll work out for us. It'll definitely work out for us.
We can position ourselves to be in a better spot as a whole.
Thank you, sis. As a whole. As a whole. That's what we need. So until then, we're going to keep pushing and keep going because the shucking and jiving ain't what we do over here. We keep it real. So we'll talk to y'all next week, y'all. But y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. Thank y'all for tuning in to today's show. And don't be out there pushing these stereotypes, y'all. Shake that shit off. Until next time. Peace.